Thank you for holding. Is this Kenny?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Kenny, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy morning, so, well, afternoon, I should say. They got me running around everywhere, so.
I heard you.
It's a good problem to have. We'll get you there. Don't worry. I know you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over pricing, but did you have any questions about the placement aside from just the cost?
It was just that, that was just only a concern, just because of, you know, dealing with like, Angie Lee's and Thumbtack, you know, even though you're getting charged a fee, you know, they get a little cut of everything, which I don't mind that, but the problem is when I get the lead, if I don't get the job because somebody underbid me, then I still got to pay them. So it really wasn't explained to me through Angie's leads in that aspect. It wasn't explained to me. You know, it was like I could get credit for the ones that I don't take, so to speak, but that's kind of the gray area where they slipping in on you.
Well, check this out. So I sent you a text message right now.
Okay.
With a link in there, and if you can click on that,
yeah.
I want you to see this, because this is something that there's a lot of people still using that system, and they don't know this is going on. And I hope you don't rely too heavily on those leads, because I don't know how much longer that company is going to be around for the reasons that you just explained. I mean, they've been doing that to thousands of business owners for the last few years. The Federal Trade Commission's about to shut them down.
Okay. Is that more Angie's leads or Thumbtack or both of them?
Well, Home Advisor owns Angie's leads.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Home Advisor gets shut down, and the Angie's leads get shut down. Thumbtack's different. That's its own thing.
Yeah, okay. So,
yeah.
I'm free to text. You want me to put it up now?
Yeah, if you click on it, I mean, it's good to know that I'm not pulling that out of the thin air, you know?
Okay, give me a second here. Let me. Sometimes my phone be tripping lately. I dropped it a few times, so good.
Oh, it's okay. The headline says FTC charges Home Advisor Inc. with cheating businesses, including small businesses seeking leads for home improvement projects. Since 2014, the Angie affiliate has misrepresented the quality, the source of the leads, and the likelihood they would result in the actual jobs.
Okay.
And that was published on March 11th, 2022. So it's not even a month old. Yeah. So, I mean, if the Federal Trade has been investigating them since 2014 and things are hitting the fan now, they're busted. That's 8 years.
Yeah.
They got 8 years of evidence stacked up on them. So there's no disputing that. But our company, we've been around a lot longer, actually. We've been around since 2004. We don't sell leads or charge on a per lead basis. We just list you as a top option for your services. So if somebody goes on to Google and they type in pressure washing, power washing, roof cleaning, any of the keywords you offer, there's a map that pops up, and then there's three businesses listed next to the map. It, right now it's like, Heartland Pro Wash. I don't know if you heard of them, or Ninja Window Cleaning, right? So we have one spot available. That's why we're calling you. It's been a long time since we've had another listing available in this area. So I don't blame you for using Home Advisor or the other lead generations, because putting yourself on Google in front of your customers at the time they're doing the search wasn't really an option, right? Today, that's different. You know, we have the spot available and you qualified for it. So if we put you there, I mean, that's really, it's a high profit area. I mean, 90% of the searches that are done on Google start and stop right here. You know, these guys aren't going to page two and page three when they're looking for the best power washing or pressure washing service in the area. You know, they're under the impression that we've already done our due diligence and the best guys are right there. They just go with those guys. Right?
Right.
So that's what we're talking about doing for you, you know, and then you get the first right of refusal on everything. These guys call you. You don't got to go out to every single one that calls you, but cherry pick, you know, what's going to work best for you and make the most out of your time. Gotcha. Which I'm sure you already knew. You don't need me to tell you that.
Yeah.
Now, I did send another text over, so you can get a breakdown of these services and the pricing structures. You don't have a website built yet, or you do?
Oh, yeah, I got one.
Okay, perfect. Yes, let me pull this up here. Aquaforce Pro Wash. All right, let's see what we got. Okay. Oh, yeah, the site's nice. I like this. A lot of photos. I love pictures. I'm a very visual guy, so this is good. Oh, yeah. This deck stuff looks awesome. Okay. I'm trying to find a roof in here, where the roof's at. You got any roof pictures in here?
Oh, I haven't did any roof yet.
Oh, no?
Yeah, I got
okay.
pictures, but no roof. I hadn't did the roof yet.
Okay.
I hadn't really got any calls for the roof, just mainly, you know, house washing and things of that nature.
Yeah. We'll get you up there. I mean, the home advisor is not very specific about what they list you for. We're very specific, right? So if they're typing in, they have to type in that service in order for you to come up. Home advisor kind of just bunches the categories together, so... You know, you might not even really get any leads through Home Advisor for that if they're not optimizing themselves for the roofing, for the roof cleaning category. So, you know, we could definitely
on the roof deal. My whole plan was just to shoot from the ground, not necessarily get up and walk around on people's roofs.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that either.
Okay. I'm gonna make sure we come in there for you.
No, yeah, that's pretty standard. It's just usually it's a full exterior home cleaning situation. Obviously you want to get the driveway and everything. You know, the season's just kind of mucked the place up, and it's not as beautiful as it was when you first bought it. So yeah, that's gonna get you out there and do your thing. So. I've actually had that done a few different times. It makes a huge difference, you know, especially when you're switching seasons. It makes a big difference. Yeah. So, all right. So the website's good. We don't have to build you a new website. And then I also seen there was a listing out here that said you're veteran-owned and operated. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What branch were you in?
Air Force.
Air Force. All right. Thank you for your service. I'm going to go ahead and apply a veteran's discount to the listing as well. There's also another one that they asked us to submit was a new in business credit since you just started the company up last spring. And that'll actually lower the pricing a lot. Let me show you these packages here. There's a text I sent you. It'll say localsplash.com/SEO packages. It's before the FTC one.
Okay, hold up.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's it right there.
Yeah. Okay, it says get found online and that stuff?
Yep, that's it. So as you scroll down through this, get found online, generate more leads, monitor your reviews, track your success, goes over our proven success, our process. It has like our Google Premier Partner badge on there, so that way you know you're working with the right people. And then as you scroll down, you'll see SEO packages, and there's a Pro, a Platinum, and a Platinum Premier.
Okay,
there's big numbers there, right? But what I was thinking we could do is start out on like a month-to-month. Obviously, I recommend giving it at least 2 months. If you're going to move forward. But start you out month to month. It'll be paid out 1 month at a time, right? Grow your bottom line here, get the clients in, and that way it's paying for itself, right? It's already a write-off for you, so you'll be able to write it off anyway. But what I was thinking I could do is I'll put you on this pro package here, the one that's advertised $399. But with the discounts, I can actually reduce that to $199 month to month. And then you'll see there's a setup fee in the fine print of $299. I'd be able to waive that for you as a thank you for your service. Okay. So the setup fee is waived. We're still going to do everything involved in that setup fee. We're still going to do the name, address, and phone number cleanup. We're still going to do all the keyword research and programming, you know, the optimization of the landing page or your Google My Business profile. So we're not cutting any corners in that service, okay? But I'm knocking about $500 off the initial investment, and then I'm going to save you $200 every month moving forward. Now, the guys like Ninja Window Cleaning, that's what they're on.
Mm-hmm.
They're paying full price, you know?
Okay.
So if I can level the playing field with you at half price and waive that setup fee and put it on a month-to-month, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's what I was thinking.
So this is $199 a month.
Uh-huh.
For this fee, and when does that price go up?
It doesn't. We would actually lock that in for you. So as long as you're with us, you're going to get that rate. Mm-hmm. It's not going to go up or change.
Okay.
So sure, we probably won't make a bunch of money right in the beginning, but the goal isn't to have a guy on board for 2-3 months, right? If this ends up working like I think it will, and then obviously, you know, Home Advisor dissipates, we're your sole lead gen, you know, we might be working together for the next 3, 4, 5, however many years, you know, until you close your doors, feeding you leads. So over time, that $199 will make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's my goal. You know, I'm thinking if I can lower it, keep your overhead down, get your foot in the door, and then obviously it'll pay for itself with the clients it brings in, and we got a recipe for a long-term business relationship here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So,
sounds good.
All right. So I'm going to send you over another text right now with my direct number and extension. You save that to your phone. I'll be the account lead, so I'll basically be walking you through it. And then we also have a 24/7 customer service department available to you as we're moving forward. So if you ever have any questions, comments, concerns along the way, there'll always be somebody here to assist you. So
okay.
I'm going to create your Google business page. Okay, this is what the customers are going to see when they do the search on Google. You can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
What number did you call me on, the 390?
Yeah, 390-3359.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's the one that's all over the venue.
Awesome. So I'll always call you Kenny, but I'm assuming that's short for Kenneth, right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, what's your last name?
McGee, McGee.
Okay. It's one of my favorite basketball players, JaVale McGee. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He plays for the Suns.
Right.
Yeah, he used to be on the Lakers. That's when I liked him the most.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he plays for the Suns now. All right. And then what's your business email address so I could send you the receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing?
It's kmcgee@aquaforceprowash.com.
Aquaforceprowash.com. Okay. I know this is going to sound like a dumb question, but I have to ask, are you comfortable with me attaching your website to your Google business profile?
Yeah, and honestly, I thought I had a little Google profile. I don't know if I did it right, but I ain't been on there in a while. But I get emails from my other email saying that so many people viewed your website or something.
Yeah, you did, but we have to complete the verification process on it, and then we have to go inside of it and actually do the optimization. So we have to actually do the programming. So we'll be in the back end of there actually updating the listing consistently, making sure that the information that's up there is accurate. So even though you might have some of it there, I want to make sure that there's no discrepancies in what we're submitting to Google, and then they'll mail you a postcard called a PIN verification letter. I want to make sure that goes to the right place, too. We only got to do that one time for as long as you own your company.
Okay.
But that's what we're doing, Kenny, is we're taking your Google business page and we're putting it at the top of the search results for the services that you offer. Does that make sense? So right now, if people look up Aquaforce Pro Wash, they can see you there. That Google business will pull up. But if they look up power washing, pressure washing, roof cleaning, exterior home cleaning, anything like that, they're not seeing you. And that's what most people are doing, right? So So they're not necessarily looking up the business name. They're just looking up somebody to provide the service, and we're making sure that you're showing up as a top option there, and that'll get you those phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's the business street address that I could send that PIN verification letter to? Or did you want to use this? Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Well, I use my home address because that's where I do everything. Right.
Yeah, I think actually you already have it here. So 2526, and I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this correctly, but is it Alstall Road?
I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't know if it's right or not. I'll say Osdale. I hear a lot of people feel different, and I've asked people here in Lawrence, and nobody really knows. So
I don't know.
It sounds good.
Yeah. H-L?
Say that again, you broke up.
Is it O-U-S-D-A-H-L Road?
Yeah, sir. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it came up here as a valid address for you, but it is kind of unique. So it's a 66046 zip code.
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. So did you want me to have the address hidden on Google? I can make it so that the customers only see, like, the city, state, and zip.
Yeah, let's hide that.
Okay. Let me go ahead and update here. All right, and how do you want your hours of operation displayed?
Let's go pretty much having the... I mean, really? Mm-hmm. Let's do like 7 to maybe 4 or 5 because I'm gonna be working as a contractor for another pressure washing company at nighttime. So
gotcha.
We're working that out right now where we're going basically they clean restaurants inside a restaurant and do
yeah.
It. So
well
so
that
consider
that temporary. Like I said, once we get this going, I'm sure you won't need to work for anybody else.
Well, that'll be perfect for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of designed. I mean, if you look at the guys that are up there now, I mean, it's kind of designed to be for a business. You may even need to hire some people, you know?
Hey, that's cool. That's
yeah, flip the script on them. Say, hey, actually, how about you guys? I've been helping you guys. How about you guys come help me? So I'll put it 7 to 5. We could always change that later. Did you want to go Monday through Friday, or do you want to put the weekends in there?
You can do Saturday too, because I don't mind working Saturday.
Okay, so we'll go 7 to 5 Monday through Saturday. I could put Sunday closed, or you want to go by appointment only?
You can put by appointment. I don't have to do the job. I can at least go look at it.
Still get the call and then schedule it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just don't get your hands dirty on Sunday. We're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
And then what are your it says what types of payment methods can you accept from your clients? So it has, like, a couple of boxes here. It's, like, cash, check, card, and then it has, like, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App. Is there any of those that you, like, don't accept, I should say?
Cash App, because I always have a problem with it. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I could accept Venmo, but mainly credit card and cash is pretty much what, and check is what most people say.
Yeah, okay. So I'll put the classic cash, check, and card, and then I'll have Venmo on there as well, just as another option, and then we'll start with that. If anything pops up or changes down the line, that's why I gave you my direct number and extension. We could always update it at any time. It's just a phone call.
Okay.
All right. So I got the business profile created. Before I secure the listing with you, I want to set up a time where we could do a client interview. A client interview, you know, usually takes about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. And this is where we're going to really campaign, not just geographically, like the areas that you go to, but the services that you provide. So that way we're not wasting your time or the customer's time with any wrong phone calls. We want to make sure everything that you get is kind of pre-qualified. They're in those areas and they looked up those services. So, what's a good time where I can have a technician call you tomorrow and walk you through your client interview?
Probably Probably nine. Let's go 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. Probably be fine.
Okay, I have a 10 to 11 slot wide open here tomorrow.
Okay, that's fine.
You think okay, I'll send you a text like 1 hour before the appointment just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could reschedule it, but you want to try to get that knocked out as soon as possible, so that way we're not, you know, wasting a day.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I got that scheduled here, and then I'll also send a invitation to your kmcgee@aquaforceprowash.com.
Okay.
All right, perfect. All right, and then in terms of securing the first month payment of the $199 for the pro package, how did you want to do that?
Let me see here. You probably put it on my. I'll just put it on my credit card.
Okay. Is it like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And is it under Kenneth McGee, or does it say the business name? Or both?
It's under Kenny McGee.
Okay. It's under Kenny McGee? Okay. You always go by Kenny, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll always call you Kenny. And I'll put that in the notes here, too. And my name's Jonathan, but I don't like when people call me Jonathan. It makes me, it takes me back to my childhood. I'm like, what did I do?
But my mom, she just always, my dad being Kenneth, he just always called me Kenny for short, so that's what I always
call. Yeah, I understand that, definitely. You don't want to be called Junior either. That would be weird. Yeah, that's nice. Kenny sounds a little younger, more spry too than Kenneth.
Yeah.
All right, so the billing address, is it the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes, sir.
All right, so on the front of that card there's 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll always repeat it back to you.
4107
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
It is 3/27
3/27 and then there's a small 3-digit code on the back.
263.
Okay. And then before I can authorize the transaction and secure this placement for Aquaforce Pro Wash, I do have to walk you through a brief voice verification. It's like a 60-second recording as an added form of protection for you. It's going to outline the service agreement because of all these discounts that I've applied, and then we're going to send this to you in writing with your receipt. Now, as I'm walking you through this, Kenny, if I say something that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. Hey, John, what does that mean? I could rephrase it for you, but I want to be at a firm understanding before I authorize any transaction with your business today, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Aquaforce Pro Wash.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Kenneth McGee, and I'm the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Aquaforce Pro Wash today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Kenny, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So I already know what you're doing now with the home advisor stuff. Like I told you, the FTC's all over them. If you want to keep using them, that's up to you. So I'm not telling you you got to cancel them. But basically what I'm saying is anything after today, before you add another service online, touch base with me. Let's just make sure that you're not paying for something that you may already have through us or, like, duplicating any of the listings because it causes a discrepancy. Okay. Okay?
Right. Okay. All right. So, being that, remember I said I was on the thumbtack, that's totally different, right?
Yeah, that's fine. Thumbtack's usually a directory that we give people for free. So you actually get 60 online directories, things like Yelp and Yellow Pages that are included in the package. I know what you're doing now, but what I'm saying is I don't want, like, tomorrow you sign up for a Yellow Pages ad, and we're already giving you one of those at no cost. Now you're paying $110 for that, you know, and they don't even tell you. They just take the $110 and they duplicate it, you know?
Well, I'm not doing anything else because I almost wasn't going to do it with you.
You shouldn't need anything else. I mean, the way that I got you set up, you know, I put you on a pro package here. This is what the best guys in your area are using, or at least the bigger companies, you know, that's going to get you the most exposure. Everybody uses Google, and like I said, 90% of them pick from this section. So you shouldn't need anything else. And then because of that new in business credit and that veterans discount that I've applied, you know, you're basically looking at it at about half of the traditional rate. Yeah. So if they could come back each month at double the cost, you shouldn't have a problem sticking with us long term, you know?
Right.
But the initial payment, it will be set up today. It is April 7th, 2022. It's going to be in the discount amount, $199. It's set up to automatically renew each month on the seventh day in the discounted amount of $199. As I mentioned earlier, there's a verbal two-month agreement, right? So you're at least giving me 2 months to show you a good return on investment here.
2 months.
Okay. You'll see results before then, but I like to give it that 2 months because, you know, the first, like, week and a half here, we're just getting everything up and running. You know what I mean? And you want to have some time of having your name out there for a bit and accumulating those calls before you start evaluating it hard for return on investment. So I know by June, you know, you're going to be overwhelmed. It's summertime. And at that point, there's no way you're going to cancel. I know we'll be working together long term.
Hey, that's right. That's
all right. And then it does state here that it is paid out 1 month at a time. You can discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not actually binded to a long-term contract, so that's a verbal agreement there. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. And then if you are going to cancel, it says tell us before the billing is due. I don't think you're going to, but let us know before the 7th so that way I can stop the billing cycle rather than try to reverse the transaction. We could still do it, but, just, you know, full disclosure. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to send over the invoice receipt to you right now and outline of the agreement. You'll get a text message there. It'll say Kenneth actually on it. So it'll say, Kenneth, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And it'll have the agreement in writing. So that way you have it in black and white. Like, hey, you're getting that pro package and all of its features. And it'll have the discounted pricing structure in there for the veterans discount and the new in business credit that I applied. It'll have the billing date and then the cancellation policy that we just went over. At the very bottom of that, the reason it's important is it's going to ask you to assign your first and last name to agree. And that's actually what's going to lock in your discounted pricing structure forever. So, like, as long as you're with us.
Okay.
So the signing of that is very important. It's not a contract, but it's a written agreement in exchange of services saying, hey, this is what you're getting, and it basically like an outline of the receipt.
Okay. And that's going to come to my Aquaforce ProWatch email, right?
Well, actually both. So if you're going to have an email, but you should have it right now as a text. It'll say, Kenneth, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that there?
Hold up. That's it.
Okay. No worries. Yep, I know you said you got that old phone. Yeah, so click on that link there where it says, please click here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then you'll see it'll pull up.
Yeah.
Okay. That? And yeah, I'm still with you. Can you hear me? You got me on speaker?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the terms of experience. As you scroll down through this, it's got everything in black and white. If you don't want me sending you text, you're going to want to opt out of that SMS communication. I prefer it, but it's really at your discretion. You know what I mean? We're working for you at the end of the day when you really look at the big picture of things. So,
yeah.
But I like doing that. You know, if we got you busy and you're out on a job or you're focused on something else, I don't want to be blowing you up with phone calls. You know, I want the phone calls that you're getting to be your clients, and then, you know, we could always address it when you're available. But that's an option there. As you scroll down, though, there's a box. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I said that's fine.
Okay. No worries. And then there's a box there. It says, I certify that I'm an authorized holder and signer of the credit card, and all the information is complete and accurate. It's important that you check that box. That's how we just make sure that it's not somebody pretending to be you or somebody got a hold of your credit card and now they're signing up for something. You know, so you just check that, and then at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign your first and last, Kenneth McGee. So you just kind of type that out, and you'll hit confirm signature.
Okay, I'm in the process of doing it now.
All right, and then once you're finished with that, we're good to go until your client interview tomorrow between 10 and 11.
Okay, between 10 and 11, right?
Yeah, actually, I just got a... Hold on. Actually, they just texted me and asked me if I can move that appointment.
Okay, so what time?
Let me see here. Let me take this off. Okay, yeah, I guess they already had their max slots for that time.
What I'm seeing on there is it went to it says username, password, login. That's the thing it went to.
Yeah, so there's going to be a tracking system that I'm providing for you. Normally it's not included in that package, but I'm giving that feature to you so that way you can actually see all the work we're bringing in. It's really good to have too, because you can actually request reviews from there asking about the customer's experience, and that'll help us build up your Google reviews. And if you miss phone calls, you could still log into that and actually gather their information, like their phone number, what they were looking for, and you can call them back when they're available. So I think that's a tool we're really going to find useful. But they won't give you the login credentials for that until the end of the client interview, right? Because it's pretty much just blank, okay? Once we do the client interview, they'll fill it out and customize it. You'll get the UN and password, and then there's like a 6.5-minute YouTube video that shows you how to use it. So it's really convenient. You could even log into it on your phone when you're out in the field or having a sandwich, you know? Okay.
Okay.
So let me just see what time is he saying would be better for the client interview here. He literally just messaged me. Okay, what time is available? It's weird because it is a separate technician in another department, like three floors down. So they, but they have like a calendar. Like we communicate through Google Calendar on those appointments, and I put you in a slot that according to my calendar and what I see here is completely open. So I'm going, what's what then? You know, if that's not actually open and you're messaging me now, what time is available? Okay, so he said there's a 12 to 1 available tomorrow. There's also a 3 to 4, a 4 to 5. So those are the three main ones that he gave me.
I think I can do the 12 to 1.
You think you could do the 12 to 1?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Like I said, I'm still going to send you a message like 1 hour before just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. So, you know, if something pops up or changes, you could let me know. We could always reschedule it for a later time, but I do want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible. You won't have to do that again. You know, once we pick your brain and we got all the services you provide and we know which direction to go in to represent you properly, we won't be bugging you about that every day.
Okay, so, yeah, I should be back by then.
Okay, sounds good. So I got it locked in. I sent the invitation over to your email, and then, like I said, I'll get you that text at about 11 o'clock just to confirm if that still works for you.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I actually got goosebumps, so I was really happy that I was able to get a hold of you today and bring you on board. The reason I'm feeling all fuzzy is just because I talked to two guys before you, but they weren't actually guys that use that home advisor situation. So for me, just finding out about the home advisor stuff like a week ago, I have a lot of guys that who are either they've used home advisor in the past or they're still using them, and I'm kind of trying to, you know, update them on that situation, and it just so happens that I found you before you're actually going to feel the effects of it. So I'm really happy that we're able to bring you on board, and even happier that we were able to apply those discounts to get the pricing down. So this should be a really good... go ahead.
How did you find me?
You qualified for it. So we're a Google partner. They have a qualified candidates list. The qualified candidates list, the way you get on that is, you know, there's a variety of different factors. It could be like length of time in business, any reviews that they found online, fitting the right industry where we have availability, and also fitting the right service area where we have the availability too. So it's kind of a vetting process, and then they put you on that list, and then my reps like Tara that you spoke with at the beginning of the call, they go down and kind of pre-screen as well.
Yeah, because, okay, well, too, you say it'd take about a week or so to really kick in?
Yeah, I mean, Google tells us to quote you 10 to 14 days just because of that postcard that comes in the mail to your home address. Uh-huh. But obviously if you get you up there sooner, you're not going to be upset with it, but they tell us to quote you 10 to 14 because of that postcard. We can't actually submit all the information that's gathered in your client interview and actually post you until we get that pin. So that's actually really important. When you receive it, there's a 5-digit number on the back of it that we need from you. And you only have to do that one time. Too. So as long as you own your company, it's not like we have to re-pin verify you unless you move. And then you're in a whole different area. You know, that's a whole nother conversation. But as long as you're still in Lawrence, you know, you only got to do that once. So if we send it out today, they say on average 3 to 5 days. So I'm assuming by this time next week, you should have that and we'll be ready to launch. Between now and then, we'll complete the client interview and get everything up and running and ready to go. So that way, once we get that pin, we can go live.
Okay. Cool. That'll work.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up again. Welcome aboard. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you got my direct number and a 24/7 customer service department. So don't hesitate to call in, okay?
Okay. One more question. Now, what if, let's say, like, on the holidays, or if I'm going to, let's say I'm going to go to Oklahoma and visit my parents and do for a few days.
Yeah.
Do I need to turn it off, or what do I need to do?
Yeah, we don't necessarily turn it off. It's not one of those things where it's like, I know Home Advisor, you can kind of start and stop your leads as you go. We're listing you, you know, independently. What we could, so they're calling your line directly. They're actually calling this phone number directly. So, you know, we can't necessarily stop them from calling you, but there is an option that we have, which is a Google tracking number, which is really cool. I mean, it's a different phone number. It'll still be the same area code, but it's a different number, and it'll actually forward the call directly to you in real time, but it lets you know it's a Google Voice number or a Google tracking number, so that way you know it's somebody calling from the first page placements that you have, so that way you can kind of differentiate. And then if you're out with the family, you could kind of even just forward those to voicemail. They can leave a message, and your tracking system will still retain that information for you to call when you get back in town.
Okay. Well, I got the number actually that's set up is a Google number.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So usually you could see the difference between the two. It'll let you know if there's somebody calling through your Google Voice or if it's just a regular phone call from the general public or, like, from a family member. Yeah. Obviously, a family member you're probably going to have saved in your phone anyway, so you'll know if you get a random number that says Google Voice. Yeah. It's more than likely a client.
Too, like, I get a lot of calls that if they call my regular number, I don't even answer because I get so many calls that say scam likely. So you get all that, so.
Yeah, I get a lot of those. For some reason, it's always like a vacation thing that I've been getting lately. Like, oh, Marriott hotels. And I'm like, what? I never stayed in a Marriott. I don't know.
Like the insurance on my car, the
warranty?
The dealer warranty type deal,
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I can't stand that. I get those too, actually. My car is like, I don't need a warranty on it, you know? Cars are, they run as long as you want them to, you know. I fix the problems as I run into it. I don't know why anybody, I don't know, unless it's like an old lady that's like 80, 90 years old. I don't know why anybody would want to kind of renew those warranties. You just go get it serviced. Yeah.
For real.
Kind of weird.
But okay. Yeah. I just want to know that. And, but yeah, and a lot of times what I do is when I do my, when I do give them quotes, most of the time I do it from home. I just pull it up on Google Earth.
Oh yeah, that way you can see it. Yeah, that's actually really convenient. Yeah, then you can get a good idea on the job ahead of time, and you can sit down with them and see what they're looking at. That's actually a really smart use of technology there. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, John. Well, you have a good evening, man. Bring me to business. I don't have to go work for somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the plan. I know if I could do that, then we're talking about something a lot longer than a couple of months, and that's our end goal here.
Yeah,
so I got to make you money if we want to make money. So, all right, Kenny, it was a pleasure, though. You know, if you need anything, I always say my educated clients are our happiest clients because they know what we're doing for them. So, really, don't hesitate to call in. You know, I want to make sure that everything's going smoothly for you.
All right, that sounds good. Have a good evening.
All right. All right, you too. You have a great night. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, bye-bye.